Hello.
Hi, this is Nancy returning phone call for customer service.
Yes. Who are you with?
Customer service.
Okay, customer service.
Yes, ma'am.
For U.S. Bank credit card or for Kroger charges?
For charges only.
Okay. Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
On my statement, I have a charge that I don't recognize, and I have tried to call them Instant Healthy Trends in Ohio. I've tried to call them, and I haven't been able to get through to them, but I don't believe I've ever ordered anything from this company, and yet I've been billed $59.89. Can you tell me what they're saying I purchased?
Can I have your zip code? We'll see if you have an account.
My zip code is 30066.
Your first and last name?
Sally Sprunger.
And can you verify your address?
1635 Oak Chase Court, Marietta, Georgia, 30066.
Okay, just give me one moment. Okay, you talking about the $59.89 charge?
$59.89 charge, Instant Healthy
okay.
Trends.
It was for a Dyson vacuum. You enter a contest to win a welcome gift, which was a Dyson vacuum. Now, it is stated in the terms and condition, if you do not wish to become a member of our Factory Direct Saving Club, we did wish that you give us a call back. Due to no call, a monthly charge of $59.89.
This is a fraud. Home Depot had sent me saying I had won a Dyson vacuum cleaner if I'd pay the shipping for $5.98,
mm-hmm.
And I agreed and gave them my number, my credit card number, and then the next thing popped up was thank you for your order, $59.89. It wasn't Home Depot. It was fraud. So that's a fraud charge, and I don't want to pay it.
Okay, well, ma'am, unfortunately, the account has already been canceled.
I did cancel it. I canceled it almost immediately because I realized, hey, this is fraud popping up here. So why is it on my statement?
Okay, well, ma'am, I can't do that to the account because it's already canceled.
Well, will I be? I mean, what am I supposed to do if it's on my statement?
I don't know because it's canceled. You say you already called in to have it canceled, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's canceled.
And yet they're charging me, and you're going to take it out of my automatic payment. Maybe you should put me with your supervisor to ask what should I do.
Okay, the only thing I can do is cancel the account. Right? But you already called in to have the account canceled.
I have not called in and canceled my Kroger card, credit card.
Okay, well, it do have a stop by. When it have a stop sign by, that means the charge didn't go through.
Well, then why is it on my statement that I just received?
I mean, it's going to be on your statement because it's coming from your bank.
All right.
But
so
I
should just give it time and see if
yes.
it straightens itself out?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And then if it don't straighten out, just give us a call back. But I did put in the notes that you wanted to cancel the account, and I did cancel the account for you. So you should receive an email or a notification
okay.
saying that the account has been canceled. But if it
yep.
doesn't get straightened out, just give us a call back.
I understand. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.